This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. I've been looking forward to sharing this episode with you for months now, and I'll tell you why. So with the Masters Club, the Primal Potential Masters Club, we typically read a book together every month. And for the past couple years, they have opted to read Chasing Cupcakes in January of both of those years to kind of revisit it. It's not the first time for the majority of the people in the Masters Club. It might not be the first time for anybody in the Masters Club, but they like revisiting it, going back through the tools, what hits me now that didn't hit me before. And we had a really great conversation when we did our video chat in January, having just reread Chasing Cupcakes. And there was part of that conversation that I really wanted to talk to you about today. And it kind of came back into my mind when I saw a quote from Ray Dalio. For those of you who are not familiar with that name, Ray Dalio, he is a very famous, very successful investor, Ray Dalio, amongst other things. That's like the super abbreviated version of his biography, Ray Dalio. What he said is that evolution is tough to see up close. Evolution is tough to see up close. The reason that I love that is because when we change something in our lives, when we work to get healthier, when we work to get out of debt, when we work to lose weight or start a business, that is evolution, right? And our view of it is up close. Our view of it is what happened today, what went wrong yesterday, what we got done this week. But these big, huge processes that sometimes take years, sometimes take an entire lifetime. We're working on them, we're tweaking, we're adjusting for a lifetime. It's evolution and it's tough to see up close. I would say that everything is harder to see up close. I've shared this story with you before, and I tell this story in my second book that I'm working on, the children's book Zoom, where you open it up, it's a picture book, and you see a picture on page one that looks like one thing. But when you turn the page to page two, the picture, it's still the same picture, but it's zoomed out. So it looks like something completely different because now there's more context. And then you turn to page three, and it still looks like something completely different. You can recognize that little thing from the previous page, but when you zoom out, it looks different. Evolution is tough to see up close, and we're looking at our journeys up close. And that is the reason that there can be drama and frustration and judgment and all of these things. I don't want anybody to continue, and I say continue because most of us do this on a regular basis. I don't want anybody to continue judging a moment in time as though it's an end point. That's what happens when you judge that meal where you overindulged, that day where you overate, that workout that you scheduled but you skipped, and oh, what is wrong with me? I totally blew it. It is a moment in time. Evolution is tough to see up close. You can't pick one moment and judge it with any kind of accuracy because it's a point in time. The story is not over. And I'm not saying don't try to win the moment. I want you to go for a great 5 minutes. I want you to make yourself proud. What I don't want you to do is get lost in labeling and in judgment and in assessment of a single point in time. It's kind of like, and this is what I shared on that Masters Club webinar that I mentioned when we were video chatting about our experience rereading Chasing Cupcakes in January. It's like if I were to judge my book based on a sentence in chapter two in draft form, right? I mean, there's no way. A, it's not done, just like you and your journey and your process and your goals are not done. But B, it's part of something bigger, right? You can't just pick a sentence and be like, that's a good sentence or a bad sentence. It's part of something bigger. It would be like judging a business and whether or not it's successful or not based on a decision it made in year two. Well, that single decision has so many other things influencing it, and it is a moment in time. That business has a lifetime ahead of it, and it has a year and a half or however long behind it. You would not take a draft of a paper, randomly pull one sentence, and then form a judgment based on that one sentence. You wouldn't do that. That would be crazy, right? I know you would not do that, but that is what we do when we judge ourselves or our ability to succeed or our ability to create change based on one moment in time, one decision. If you judge your relationship based on one moment in time, never mind just one moment in time, maybe your worst moment in time. This just popped into my head. I wasn't even planning on kind of sharing this, but I think it's really relevant. So after Dagny died, there were a bunch of things happening in business that I didn't love the way they were going. They felt off, I guess is the best way to put it. And I kept telling myself, this is a moment in time, and it's a bad moment in time, right? I didn't want to make a decision that had finality based on a moment, especially based on a bad moment. And what I would tell myself is, I'm clouded. My judgment is clouded because of grief. My judgment is clouded because I'm exhausted. My judgment is clouded because my priorities have shifted massively and the dust hasn't settled. And so for that reason, I'm not going to make these big decisions right now. And you might be thinking, well, when I judge myself for overeating or when I judge myself for skipping a workout, it's not in a phase where I've just lost somebody I love. And what I'm saying is it doesn't matter because it's still just a moment in time. It's still just a piece of something bigger. It's just a moment. Now, as I said, that's not permission to disregard the power of a moment, but I want you to think about it this way. We are executing for a moment, but we're not assessing for a moment, right? We execute moment by moment, but we don't assess moment by moment. We don't label moment by moment. We don't judge moment by moment. We execute moment by moment, but we don't judge. So I want you looking to win the moment you're in. I want you looking to have an excellent 5 minutes, but I don't want you judging your capacity, the likelihood of your goals, or the overall trajectory or progress that you've made or not made based on a moment. We're executing for a moment, but we're not assessing that individual moment, not judging, not labeling that individual moment. Somebody messaged me. Let's see, I'm recording this at the beginning of February. So there was a Q&A that I recorded at maybe the beginning of February where somebody said, you know, I have goals to lose weight and I have goals to start a family. And both of those things are going slow, which makes me think I'm doing something wrong. And I'm like, slow progress is progress. Right? It's your direction that matters, not the speed. Don't judge the speed, judge the direction. And if you want to put it into a higher gear, great, put it into a higher gear, but don't judge. Just get on to the solution. Drama. And when I say drama, I'm talking about, I always use Cy Wakeman's definition of drama, what you add to the facts. So fact, I overate today. Fact, I skipped my workout. Whatever it is. Drama is what you add to the facts. I skipped my workout, therefore I'm bad. I skipped my workout, therefore I'm never going to reach my goals. I overate, therefore I have no self-discipline, right? That's what you add to the facts. You overate. That's the fact. Drama is what you add to it. Drama doesn't come from what you do. Drama doesn't stem from the fact that you overate. Drama doesn't stem from the fact that you blew your budget. Drama doesn't stem from the fact that you skipped your workout or you didn't finish everything on your to-do list. drama comes from how you label or judge it. And the whole point of this conversation is to remind you that you labeling or judging a moment in time is like picking a sentence from chapter 2 of a draft of a book and saying whether or not that book is good or bad. Or even whether that sentence is good or bad. Because you might be saying, well, I'm not saying I'm bad. I'm saying it's bad that I overate. Is it though? Is it though? I can tell you for sure that I am where I am and I have the internal skill sets that I have now as a result of the years that I struggled and what I did with those struggles. So in the moment, it would have been easy to say, well, okay, maybe I can get on, Elizabeth, with I'm not bad for eating a half gallon of ice cream and a bag of tortilla chips, but it is bad that I did that. And I'm saying, I don't agree with you. It's a journey. It's a point in time. It is a moment in a bigger picture. And when I look back at the years where I did those kinds of things, where I wasn't reflective, where I wasn't taking responsibility, where I wasn't making great decisions, that is part of the journey that I'm on now, the journey that is very strong, the journey that I'm very proud of, the journey where I feel confident and I believe in myself, the journey where I know that if I gain weight in a pregnancy or before a pregnancy or after a pregnancy, that I'm totally equipped to get to a place where I feel really good about myself, about my body, about my health again, because of where I was, because of those places that if I just took those moments in time, I would have judged them harshly. It is a piece of something a lot bigger. That's not to say, do whatever, it doesn't matter, it has no consequence. It's get on with the next right thing. I refer to this constantly as drama-free re-engagement. Okay, cool, it's fine to not like the behavior that you just demonstrated, to not like the way you blew your budget. You said you weren't gonna, and then 30 minutes later, you're on Amazon buying $300 worth of crap you don't need, right? Drama-free re-engagement in the next best choice. What can you learn from this? How can you course correct? Recognize that it doesn't feel good and use that as information to do something that does feel good. Instead of wasting your energy on judging the choices that you just made that you're not proud of, use that as sort of like, hey, this is telling me that this isn't what makes me feel good. So let me get on as quickly as possible and do the thing that makes me feel good. Whether that is going for a walk, getting in a workout, having a glass of water, having vegetables at your next meal, talking to a financial advisor, it doesn't matter. Drama-free re-engagement with the next best thing. You do not need to judge moment by moment. You want to get on as quickly as possible with the next thing. Let the fact that you don't feel good about it be enough to move forward and say, then let me now choose something that I feel a little better about. It doesn't mean you have to choose the perfect thing. I don't believe there is a perfect thing to choose, but choose something that is an improvement. Choose something that makes you feel a little bit better and don't waste any more time. Don't waste any more effort. Don't waste any more energy on the labeling and the judging. The problem is not coming from what you do. It is coming from the emotion that you give to judging what you do instead of realizing this is a piece of something bigger. I am in control of where I go from here. I can learn from this. I can use this. This can be a step up and get on with it, right? If you think of each thing as like a brick or a stone, and you probably have seen images that kind of portray this better in pictures than I probably can in words, but if you think of each choice or each decision as like a brick, you can either chuck them at yourself, throw them through the windows of your house, or you can use them to build something that you can step on to go to the next level. But we lose the ability to do that when we get distracted by and exhausted by the constant judgment and labeling. You would not arbitrarily pick one decision that a company made in its second year of business and make some big evaluation based on it. You wouldn't even spend a lot of time on it because you'd be like, that's so small. And the same is true with all of these decisions that you're caught up in beating yourself up over about it. Evolution is tough to see up close. And you are in a process of evolution. Whether that's the evolution of your career, of your relationships, of your finances, of your health, a little bit of everything, it's tough to see up close, but we live in the up close. We live in the moment by moment, the day by day. So we've got to keep this in mind that evolution is tough to see up close and stay engaged with winning the moment, but disengaged from judging the moment. Fully engaged with winning the moment, but disengaged from judging the moment. I hope this is helpful. If you've got questions about this, if you've got examples that you want to know how this applies to, let me know. I see these podcast episodes really as a starting point, not as an ending point. So if you are listening and you're like, well, what about this? Or I don't really understand this. Or how would this apply to that? Message me and let me know. And I would love to continue the conversation either here on the podcast or individually over DM on Instagram, whatever works best for you. We want to win the moment, but we don't want to get lost in judging or labeling the moment. Make it a great day. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks so much for listening to the Primal Potential Podcast, where our goal is not to help you learn. Our goal is to help you change. This is a year of action. Take something you learned from this episode and put it into action in your life today. To learn more about working more closely with me and the Primal Potential team, please visit primalpotential.com/transform.